Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told, live from American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am your host, Telly Hughes, and check this out, Truth Nation. All month long, we are going to have a rotation of guest hosts that will be coming in, and some you know, some we will be introducing to you, but of course, we all know BC, Bailey Coleman in the building this morning. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Telly. How are you?
I am good, and I'm my man, Damian LZ. What up, Dame?
Good morning, Telly. Good morning.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Man, it is Monday after Thanksgiving, boy. Woo! People got them LBs on them, man. Trying to figure it out. How was your all Thanksgiving, Bailey?
I had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah. I worked most of the day.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That means you got that check.
I did get that check.
That's exactly what I said.
I
said
that.
If you get paid double.
You got that double time.
Yeah. Woo-woo. You know how that go.
That look good.
you know how that go. And it'll all be spent at Christmas. There you go. Shout out to Kendall, my son.
Hey, that's what you got to do. I mean, if you know that Christmas is coming. If you could find some fun somewhere else you weren't expecting.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
always worked. Dame, exactly. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. I did an untraditional Thanksgiving. I got tired of the stuffing and the dressing and the mac and cheese and all that stuff. You know, I'm black, but I got tired of that right now.
Okay.
So I just made at my house, we just made a whole bunch of wings. We just made my kids went with their mother in the beginning of the day. So I was like, well, I'll make it like a party thing. So when they came, by the time they got to my house, they was hungry again. But I was like, they probably tired of all that. So we just made different types of wings.
That's
we had some hot wings. We had some Parmesan wings.
And
we had
some BW3 barbecue at your crib.
Okay,
huh?
Right. That's all we I'm saying.
It was like bar food. We had some tater tots with the ground beef on it and the cheese and the onions and all of that stuff. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe for Christmas we'll do regular stuff. But this time we was like, man, let's just do something different.
Last Thanksgiving we did the same thing. We had a crab boil.
See?
So
that's what it is.
You know, I don't like all the actual boil part of it, all that water stuff. So that wasn't included, but we did have a great time.
See, I got the idea. I was at band practice this weekend on Black Friday. We had the Black Elephant 20-year reunion. Shout out to everybody that came out and supported that 20-year reunion for Eat This Album. It was ridiculous. But at one of the band practices for that, one of the background singers, El Renee, was saying that they were doing something different. They were doing like steak, just steak or something. And I was like, you know what? I like that idea. Why do I have to do the same thing every time? You know?
And you don't.
Right. And so I was like, well, I'm going to do something different. And I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like how you downplay that. I was in East St. Louis, but I heard you were doing your thing at the Cooperage, man.
Yeah,
how did that go?
It was live, man. And we had to see, for those who don't understand, I'm in a group called Black Elephant. And we had this great album, classic album, come out in 2004 called Eat This Album.
Mm-hmm.
And people all the time come up to us like, dog, when y'all going to do another show? When y'all going to do another show? Well, it's been like 15 years since we hit the stage together.
Wow.
But it all came together because my man Verb, Derek Carrell, who was over the English department, creative writing department at Ole Miss, he came back now. Now he works for UWM. And so it's 20 years since that album came out. And we were like, yeah, let's do it. And so we did it. And it was great. It was a reunion for us.
Wow.
But it was also a reunion for the people that were in the crowd.
Right.
Because they used to always come to our shows. So people used to make their schedules about where was Black Elephant going to be performing.
Yeah.
So all of those people got to come out and hang out with us and be there. So it was like a big family reunion, man.
That's what's up.
It was beautiful, man. It was all these black people, all these white people. It was
nice.
Great, man.
Nice.
Now, how many rehearsals do you all have? Or y'all just got together and it was just, hey, like old times?
Oh, no. We had about 7-8 rehearsals.
Okay.
You know, we don't play. If you know Black Elephant, when we
That's
hit the stage, we don't a song just don't stop and then you start the next song.
Okay.
No, we call it transitions in the music business. We got them. we gonna hit some James Brown, hit some and then we gonna go on to the next song. It's mm-hmm. always something there, so all that takes practice.
Yeah.
Everybody gotta be on the same page. But once we started practicing, it was just like, oh yeah. It was like riding a bike.
It was like the Temptations got back together. Yeah. You know?
It was like, oh yeah, this is what
and
it feels
like. And he's Eddie Kendrick.
Who gave it rough?
That's what's funny is my man Verb, we used to say that about him. We used to call him David Ruffin. And so that's funny that you make that analogy. He was our David Ruffin. Like, nobody come see you, Otis. That was Verb.
That's what's up. So y'all did that, and this just all came about, and was this... was it heavily promoted?
We were on some morning shows across the airwaves. And I came up here and talked about it. Element works for another radio station. She talked about it, mm-hmm. so it was heavily promoted. It was nice, man, and it was a lot of people there, and it was a crowd that was familiar with hip hop. It was a crowd that was familiar with us. It was mm-hmm. a crowd that was familiar with each other. So there wasn't no issues. There wasn't nothing. It was just people having fun and enjoying themselves and coming out.
That's what's up.
See, y'all didn't have any like crazy things that happened, you know, at Thanksgiving dinner. Like Thanksgiving, we were saying this before Thanksgiving, like that's the holiday when a lot of stuff go down.
That is.
Yes. Because you think about it, Christmas is a little more intimate. You're exchanging gifts amongst your, you know, your family and stuff like that. But Thanksgiving is that holiday where everyone is there.
Everybody's there.
And you can introduce whoever you bring it to.
Exactly.
You know, the dinner. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I mean, you've had baby mamas that showed up that weren't supposed to. Didn't side-eye the new girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? It's always
Because she
something.
A friend of the family.
Yeah.
Junebug and them. You know, Junebug.
Your mama invited me.
Exactly.
No black man want to hear that when he come to Thanksgiving. Your mama invited me. Mama!
And our five kids, and...
So, I have a cousin that, no lie, every year he's going to eat until he just passes out. Like he won't be able to do anything else. So we're having Thanksgiving at his mom's house.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you know he really about to eat. Now.
Okay.
And then he was one of the first ones to leave. I was like, man, how you gonna leave early? So it was about 7:30.
Uh-huh.
He was like, all right, Mom, I'm out of here.
Then help clean that.
So listen to this. She says, hey, you about to get out of here? He said, yeah, you ain't got nowhere for me to lay down at. So I need to go lay down.
That's a requirement for him to be there.
Exactly.
It's to him have a cot somewhere.
Exactly, a
cot. Oh, my God.
A bed. So,
YouTube, we see you on our YouTube message board. We are working on the sound, so please bear with us. It is Monday after Thanksgiving. You know, it's a lot of people that ain't been here since last Tuesday.
Exactly.
We still just trying to get things going, so please be patient. We will get the audio going. But, hey, we got a big show in store for you, so we'll get it corrected by the time we get into our hot topics for the day. I mean, hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, that must have been one heck of a Thanksgiving at the Bidens.
Oh!
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Hunter came in and pleaded his case.
I mean,
because Joe said he ain't gonna do that.
Hunter was like, Daddy.
Hunter came in like Gator.
That was just gonna say that.
He came in like Gator. Yeah. Like, hey.
I got a new dance, man.
You talking about pleading this case. You know what he said? Stop tripping, Pops. Like, man, get me out of here.
Exactly.
Because, you know, Hunter sniffed cocaine. So, allegedly.
Come on.
But I'm just saying, so he probably do got that little soul.
I'm telling you, he came in like
Gator. He came in stepping.
Hot mess. Hot mess.
Where the TV at? I smoked the TV.
Silly. Y'all are so silly.
Where the stocks at? Smoked the stocks. Where the Russians at? I smoked the Russians'
Y'all
money,
too
Daddy.
Too much.
I am telling you, man.
Oh, my God.
Hunter came in with a new dance.
Only we can make a serious subject hilarious. Only us. In the morning show for 101.7 The Truth.
Exactly.
Can we make such a serious subject hilarious?
Well, you know what?
It was, let's just say, that had to be probably the best Thanksgiving in Hunter Biden's life.
Man. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah, because, you know, your dad says, no, I ain't going to do it. He says, you know what? Let me go and do this.
So if he came out publicly and said, I'm not going to pardon my son over, like, I think he said it like three times.
Yeah.
So that's just public. So just imagine how many text messages and calls that Hunter, daddy,
Come on, Dad.
This dude got 34 felonies.
No, listen, you know what? Hunter, he probably was like, Mama!
Hunter was the only Biden happy that his daddy, that Joe didn't run again. Because that meant he didn't, it don't matter no more. I don't care if I keep my promises to the people no more. I don't have to front for nobody no more.
He knew
if Hunter, if Joe would have won, Hunter gonna be locked up.
Well, I think that, here's what I think. When the tables turned, Kamala probably would have pardoned him.
You think so?
She probably would have had she won.
I don't know if she would have wanted that.
I think she probably would have.
That's your son.
Yeah, I know. I think she probably would have. But since the tables turned like they did, and our orange president will be in pocket, you know what? I wouldn't leave my child like that. Even,
would you
no
do
matter
that
what.
For you? Would you do that if you? If
the
you,
only way
if you were Kamala and you were coming into Kamala and you were coming into power, would you match both? Well, you just get your answer. Would you pardon the, former president's son?
Absolutely.
You would risk your political future on
it ain't. I mean, I would wait until the end. I mean, you don't pardon people at the beginning.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
So Hunter would have been locked up for some time. If he would have got convicted.
They said maximum 3 years.
So he would have been locked. He would have done them
for
3 years.
For something that nobody else really has gotten locked up for.
And the other part about that, too, and I know we'll get into it once we really dive into this, is the fact that he accepted a deal. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they went back and was like, nah, we don't want, you know,
that
ain't gonna work.
Well, that was because the deal was only for one item of the whole thing, and they thought it was going to be the whole package.
But it's only three, right?
Yeah, but the gun charge, it was for the gun charge, from my understanding.
This dude got
and
gun
then
charges.
Couple, yeah, but he never.
Didn't know who he was and you just looked at his rap sheet, you don't think he was a gangster thug rapper.
He got gun charges. He on 16.
And then he had some money laundering. Like
he on 20th. That's where he from. You would think Hunter Biden
was
from 20th.
Hunter been in them streets
It sounds like he been in the Milwaukee streets, but you didn't hear that from me.
Listen to the trap music or something. I hate to do my rap music like that, but that's what it just is.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. He sound like, you know.
But if you look at it and you really look at what was behind them putting the charges on him like that, it really wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
It really wasn't nothing. Yeah, he got gun charges, but it was like, okay, because he lied about having, you know, getting a gun while he, you know, that kind
of
deal.
It's a lot of people in the county saying the same thing. And that ain't nothing.
They get a slap
at me on this for this.
They usually get a slap on the wrist. He's been taken through trauma for 4 years behind it.
Yeah. So, again, YouTubers, we see you. We are working on the audio. And if we could put a message out there, Ricky. Is it on now, Ricky? Is it good? No? Okay. Well, we'll put something in our chat because people are like, it's a shame we don't see the live chat. We see. Our eyes and ears are working. We just trying to get the audio to work. So we're going to work on that when we step aside. But again, we are going to get into President Joe Biden pardoning his son Hunter after continuously saying that he wouldn't do that. Also, man, if there's one thing that we can say about Trump, he doing everything he said he was going to do.
Oh, yeah.
And there has already been a bill to abolish the Department of Education.
Here we go.
We will get into that as well and much, much more. We got plenty of hot topics, a big show for you in store. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. Be right back.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building. I am Telly, and we are off and running because, like I said before break, Thanksgiving was good at the Biden's house.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was happy.
It was good for Hunter. I don't know if Joe, it was good because he had to listen to it.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Whatever. I'm sure at this point he's like, whatever. Y'all doing all kinds of stuff. Whatever. Right.
Do you know how much heat that, like, we only looking at the surface.
Right.
Like, we don't think about how many calls and text messages from Hunter.
Yeah.
And other family members
right,
are like,
exactly.
You know what? Come on. Come on, daddy. Or come on, uncle. Or come on, granddaddy.
Yeah.
Like, you really going to let your son go to prison?
Yeah.
You know Jill was up there advocating for her child.
Right.
She
in her
like,
way.
Honey.
Like,
now
he's learned his lesson.
He's learned his lesson. I mean, all that we've gone through.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah.
Sacrifices. What are they going to do with him after you leave office? What are they going to do?
Or
they're going to extend his sentence.
She was like, we're putting that Mary Poppins voice on her. Yeah. We don't know what she like behind closed doors.
Exactly, that's true.
As soon as the door closed and the cameras off, she's like, you going to send your son?
My son
to jail? You have the power to. That's why you got the power. I could just hear
exactly.
that. You know, that's why
exactly.
you got the power to help your family. You ain't going to help your family?
Exactly.
Right. Did you see the election?
Exactly.
Right. Did you see who they're about to let in?
And you're going to let him be under his, he's never get out.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I'm sure Joe was thinking like, man, I'm going to have to go back on my word. I repeatedly said that I wasn't going to do that. And Creation Muse on our YouTube message board brings up a great point. He says, so much for Joe saying nobody is above the law and accepting the court's ruling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. Joe could have felt that way. President Joe Biden could have felt that way until he found out that there's a guy named Donald J. Trump mm-hmm. that has proven that he is above the law.
Exactly. 34 felonies he's convicted of.
Yeah, and he's about to be president.
And he back in the White House. You know what? Forget it.
Right. When
I would have been like, you know what? He got 34. You got one, two, maybe.
Right?
Let's go.
What I thought about when we were talking about Jill and how she may have responded to him, and I'm just going back to it. Just popped in my mind, like on Rocky when Adrian was like, "You can't win."
Right.
That's the scene. That
right.
Just popped,
right.
Like whatever Jill was saying was in that mode.
Yeah.
You know, like, let him out.
Yeah.
And
so, had to. Truth Nation, hit us up 833-212-1017. What do you think about President Joe Biden pardoning his son, Hunter, in the remaining final days of his presidency? Again, 833-212-1017. I think that you go back and look at a lot of, former presidents that have pardoned different people at the end of their terms.
Yeah.
Like, none of them had to do that with their son. But I'm thinking, and I'm just going to keep it 100, 1017. If Big Meech is out of jail, how in the world is Hunter Biden going
right.
to be in jail?
Exactly.
But things have been on the real. Like, a lot of stuff that you didn't think would happen has happened.
I mean,
let's be honest. We don't think about it because we just not talking about it today. But Diddy spent Thanksgiving in jail.
And?
Like, no, I'm saying, would you have ever thought that?
No,
like,
no.
I mean, you would never think. Like, you always thought probably, okay, if Diddy ever got in trouble, he has enough money to get out of trouble.
Well, people thought that about R. Kelly, too, but he spent several.
Well, R. Kelly couldn't read, so,
what?
I mean,
see,
like.
Now.
Allegedly.
He didn't even
Allegedly.
Know how much. He said he didn't even know how much money he had in this account. He was like, I ain't know about no account.
Allegedly.
Supposedly.
Hold tight. I don't know how to hold tight nobody.
I'm fighting for my life. the greatest meme like, interview
Hold
ever.
I don't know why. Marte hit us up and said, I was told no one is above the law. Will Trump pardon all of the J6 people? Marte.
Absolutely.
He has said that he would.
He has called them what, Bailey?
Patriots.
And?
Hostages.
Yes. So those two terms do not sound like prisoners or inmates to me.
Not at all.
And so, absolutely, and you know they are going
that
to
may have played a, that may have played a part in Joe going against his word is the fact that once,
you know.
His son was going to be in jail while these people who had actually committed crimes, physical acts of
violence
and physical acts of treason almost against the country. Where they're going to be let out January. When is the inauguration? I don't know when
it's January 20th. On Martin Luther King Day.
All them people that stormed the White House, they going to have all that. As soon as he takes that oath, they going to turn that in. They going to get let out.
Now, and look at what's so crazy. We're talking about people that basically jeopardized our democracy more than anybody else in the history of this country. And what did we just say about Kamala if she got in? She couldn't have pardoned Hunter when she first started.
Right.
Because that would have been, political, almost suicide.
Right.
He could get in, and on the first day, he could let these insurrectionists get out.
Yeah.
And we ain't nobody going to say
ain't
nothing.
Ain't nobody going to say nothing.
Well, we going to say something.
But that's
the people
it,
that supported him ain't gonna say.
They're gonna be like, "That's correct. That's why we elected him."
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna
do. That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. We were having this conversation on the break. That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats always want to have this holier than thou. We got to do it this way. Joe is saying, "No, no one's above the law, and I gotta be X, Y, and Z." Whereas the Republicans be like, "We don't care about that."
Yeah. Well, see,
I'm gonna let everybody out.
And here's
the
thing: the Democrats have upheld the norms of this country. Okay? They have upheld the norms of this country.
But in doing that,
you're right. The Republicans are like, ever since Trump came in, the Republicans are like, forget it. We're gonna do everything. We're gonna do whatever we want.
But in trying
whatever
to be
we want.
In trying to be the flag bearer for stability, trying to be the flag bearer for the democracy as they say it, we ain't got nothing to show for it from the Democrat. We haven't, in times where we've had the House and we've had the Senate and we've had the presidency, you would think they would just run their stuff through. We too busy trying to be on the side of the, let's bring in
and
some bipartisan.
Right, and do what, a,
Republicans ain't worried about bipartisan. Once they got power, they going to get it
done.
And
we about to see it.
But you know what? And this is the time for me where the Democrats need to break out their shysters.
Oh, yeah.
They need to go on, and who's ever going to be elected to run the DNC?
I think they need to
bring out the filibusters.
Yeah,
people that are going to just talk.
They need to be doing that.
Yeah, like when they just need to have that done. Like when Clinton was president and the Republicans did their filibuster, everybody's like, oh, no, that's not good. We shouldn't do that. And we should, while we playing games to maintain the sanctity of a democracy that is no longer the same democracy we're trying to protect.
Exactly.
The Republicans are like, forget that.
Yep.
We finna do X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
We finna get these judges in place. We finna get rid of the Department of Education. We finna do all of this and do all of that.
The Democrats need to get their best thinkers and their best shysters together. Rahm Emanuel and all them need to rally.
They need a plan.
President Obama need to get in there and keep a little, blackness in. Let's go.
It is so amazing to me that the same. So to me, there's a lot of Republicans who are tough until it's time to go up against Trump. And then they bow down.
And then they bow down.
Because you have people, and if our YouTube isn't working right now, but you have the same people that literally were hiding underneath their desks.
Yeah.
In fear of their life.
Yes.
Because this man would not even stop what he saw going on.
Exactly.
And this is the same person you're going to welcome back to the White House.
Exactly.
And ride with?
Exactly.
I just
you know
But see, that's the side of a dictator.
That's the sign of a dictator. And that is what America is going into, a dictatorship.
Yes, yes, for sure.
If you study history, you understand that's the sign. There may be people who have views of dissent. There may be people who have views of this person needs to change or do this and that, but they can't speak up on that because if they do, then they get in Trump's way, they get ostracized from the Republican Party. They get ostracized from everything that they need to be elected and from their lifelines to be politically relevant. They get ostracized from that. Whereas in other dictatorships, they just gonna kill you. Here they gonna kill you, kill your career, kill your ability to speak, and you're not gonna be viable no more. So what do they do?
And see, that's what gets me, because what you've seen is Democrats jumping the fence, right? Democrats jumping the fence to become Republicans because of this same scenario, and they want a taste of that power. It's about time some of the Republicans seen the light of day and started jumping back across.
Well, it's going to take a lot of work for that to happen, in my opinion, because the DNC and, well, the Democratic Party as a whole, you just had two unbelievable upsets.
Yeah, you did.
And you allowed a man that has been convicted of 34 felonies, a man that has been impeached.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yep.
And he was able to defeat someone who was a senator.
Far more qualified than he ever was.
And I'm going back to Hillary.
Exactly.
A senator, a secretary, like
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State.
A vice president.
Come on now. And then you have a vice president who is a former prosecutor who, and here's the thing that, I mean, we definitely tried to limit our political talk, you know, around Thanksgiving, but here's one of the things that the Democrats really dropped the ball on. And you know how Trump could just throw something out there? He even started to question if she was black, right? And he's called her dumb several times, right? But people fail to remember that he made sure he did something where Penn University would never release his transcripts.
Wow.
Never release his transcripts. So if I'm Kamala and I'm the Democratic Party, I'm going to say, all right, I'm so dumb, let's release our transcripts from college.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has it where... Because he did it along the time. Now, keep in mind, his first 2 years, he never disclosed his tax returns.
Right. Never.
And you were supposed to do that before, while you were running.
Right.
That was one of the prerequisites to run.
Right.
But he never disclosed it. But while that was going on, he went over to Penn and was like, hey, you need to seal this and burn this, basically. My grades will never get out to the public.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Go back and look it up.
Wow.
833-212-1017. Chauncey says, I would have done the same doggone thing. Nepotism is what it is. It has its good karma and it has its bad.
Well, look at all of the overt crimes that happened with Trump's kids while he was in office the last time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Just out there. Just the monuments, clauses, and all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Trillions made.
I don't know. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Again, what are your thoughts about President Biden pardoning his son? And we'll also get into the bill that has been introduced to abolish the Department of Education. It's getting real, y'all. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told.
Good morning.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building. Welcome back to Truth Be Told. We were talking about Thanksgiving at the Bidens, where my man Hunter walked out a free man, literally.
Look, he got the turkey leg.
Yeah, right. Man.
Do you think it was like when people go to the Supreme Court and they just present their case, and so Joe is sitting at one end of the table, Hunter's at the other end presenting his case in front of the family, and they're all looking, going back and forth. But in my mind, I've created these scenarios of how it may have gone down.
And Hunter said, "Mom, I'm not coming this year unless Dad gets me out of this." That's how that went down.
You know, they did say that he did, his attorneys did do the official paperwork.
They
said he did do the official.
Of course, you got to do the official
paperwork.
But you know, the unofficial.
Right.
You
know the unofficial.
The unofficial is what we talking about.
Pops, how you doing?
You're not going to see
none of my daughters and none of my kids, none of my family is coming to Thanksgiving dinner.
I disown you.
Unless we go get this lined up.
Well, good news, Truth Nation. We are officially back on YouTube.
All right, very good.
We got the bugs out again.
Because I was getting text messages too.
Like, okay.
Hey, man.
What's going on with the YouTube?
Let everybody know then, Dame, that they can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Right now.
Yes.
Right now. But in other news, there's been a bill to abolish the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is just the beginning.
Oh, God.
And this kind of piggybacks what we're talking about is the fact that the reason why Hunter is getting his, one of the reasons why he's getting his pardon is because of who's coming in and the treatment that he'll get from the judicial system under who's coming in.
Exactly.
Now you have to look at, and when you talk about somebody abolishing the education department, what type of administration? That's the first thing you do is abolish the educational
department. That's not going to be the only thing.
But that's the first thing you do is abolish the education department.
Everybody going to be
that's
teaching what
the
they
precedent
want.
For what you're going to do in
they
your
gonna,
office.
They're
going to
require. They're going to require that all schools get the Trump Bible. Mm. Everybody get the Trump Bible because everybody need that. And that's what they're going to start with.
Well, if they abolish the Department of Education, they're going to be saying we don't have any say over schools. Schools can do whatever they want to do.
No, they're going to have say.
You can't
they're
have just, say if you don't have
gonna,
a Department of Education.
They're going to replace it. They're going to tell everybody what they need to be doing. They're going to tell how they need. They're going to change.
What you're going to have is you're going to have
history.
What you're going to have is you're going to have an educational system where it's like a post Civil War, post-slavery type of educational system, where in the North or in more progressive counties and in progressive areas and municipalities, they'll still teach the regular history.
Yes,
they'll still teach what really happened. They'll still teach the stuff on the margins.
Yes,
whereas in those Southern counties,
yes,
and in those Southern places that are controlled by the Republicans,
yes,
they won't be able to teach that no more.
No, they won't. And they're going, like I said, they're going to start off with the Trump Bible. Then they go start from there. And they're going to, from my understanding, pay reparations.
That's a whole nother.
To Caucasian people who have felt that.
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
We're talking about let's focus on education.
Yeah,
right,
because
now. If you go down that road, that's a whole.
Well, that's what they said they gonna do.
That's another part of it. Dan hit us up on our talking text line and asked a he has a good question and a good statement. And he says, "I hope our student loans go away with the Department of Education if they abolish the department." Is that where the loans are?
Well, you know what? For black people, those loans will still be there, so don't even worry about it. Just make sure you keep paying.
Yeah, them loans is with different companies.
But
Sally Mae and all
of them. Yes, Sally Mae and them.
Okay.
Yeah. Navient.
You know a few names.
I know, because I got them loans. That's how I know.
I had a few Sally Mae in my
day. You know who Navian is, too?
Navian. They not abolishing Navian, Flint.
Hey, now, that's what you need to write Trump and say. Hey, man, introduce a bill to abolish Sally Mae
and Navian.
Yeah,
let's do that. You want to help me do that. They ain't going nowhere.
Man.
They going to get their money.
Because what they do is right at the end of those 7 years, they'll just pass it on to another company.
Yep.
And then they restart it. And it took me a while. And I was just like, these things ain't going away.
Yeah, see, I paid off my student loans.
Yeah, you still bitter. See, whatever people talk about that.
I am bitter.
And people
that
got their loans forgiven. Mm-hmm. Did nobody tell you to pay it?
Look, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I paid off my student loans. It took me forever. But I paid off my student loans. So you know what?
I applaud you. That's a beautiful thing. I just kept going to school.
I knew about the deferral, too. I used that once or twice.
I know you heard this before. No good deed goes unpunished.
Hey.
Is that a true statement?
That is a true statement, but my credit is better for it.
That's right.
There
like, you benefited from it. We ain't talking about slavery. There were benefits to, paying it off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what, back to the education, so what is the, have they said, has anyone did like a risk analysis of, like, you know, when anytime they do something, they do a risk harm analysis or something. Has anyone done that to see what? Because they've been talking about doing this for some time now. Since that was one of his campaign goals. Has
probably
anyone done
the same way? They probably at the same step they were figuring out a healthcare plan.
Right.
Right.
They have concepts.
Because they want to get rid of. They want to get rid of Obamacare, but they ain't got nothing to replace
it. They have concepts so they
wanna
get of rid a of, plan.
So they
want to
get rid
you?
Of the Department of Education, but don't have anything in place to cover it. They really just going to leave it to the states, and then the state's going to determine who gets money and what happens. Come on, man. There's so much stuff that can go wrong.
They have concepts of a plan. I don't understand what your problem is.
And it's probably on his website, it's probably just one page. We're going to get rid of the Department of Education. Nobody asked the question as to what does that mean? How does that affect everyone? And then people, that's like when what was his name? Walker. When Walker ran, and he was like, "Oh, we're gonna get rid of unions and this and another," and everybody's like, "Yeah, let's get rid of that. Let's do this." And then it was their union that he got rid of. Then everybody wanted to protest, but he was saying he'd been saying what he was gonna do, and
nobody was
listening.
That's the thing with Trump,
and that's the same thing with Trump right now.
People are waking up, going, "He said he's gonna get rid of the Department of Education." Mm-hmm. I suggest to you that he's not going to get rid of the Department of Education, but he's going to rename it, and he's going to reform what they're doing to appease himself.
That's a good theory. That they just, instead of having, because then if it's the Department of Education, you have to follow the rules and bylaws of the Department of Education.
Exactly.
So if you just get rid of it and rename it something else, you can do whatever you want to do with it. Now that's an excellent theory. That they haven't floated yet. But right now, as it stands, we just like he just said he's gonna get rid of it.
Yeah,
nah, they gonna have some say because he wants to change.
Yeah, but if he give the power to the states, we were talking about it before the show started. That is so dangerous because, again, like you
they said,
could do what you want to do, but to a certain degree, because if you want to teach Black history, you won't be able to do that.
No, you ain't gonna be able to do that.
If you're in one of those states that wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
If you're in Florida, no. But if you're in Illinois, yes.
Yeah.
If you're in New York, yes.
Yeah.
These are. If you're in California, yes, you can teach
for now.
All of that stuff.
Right.
If they get rid of the Department of Education and then pass another law that says you can no longer teach African American history, that's just crazy.
Well, let's just think of it this way too. That started where? In Florida, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was Governor Ron DeSantis that pushed that through. Okay, let's start to look at Trump's cabinet. There's a lot of Floridians in it.
Oh, yeah.
You got Marco Rubio from Florida.
Yeah.
He just got the woman that replaced Gates. who's going to be the attorney general.
Right.
She's from Florida.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Who appointed the judge that was overseeing his those document case where he took those classified documents?
Classified documents.
You know, away from the White House. Trump appointed her.
Yeah, he
in Florida.
Her. In Florida.
So once he got indicted in Florida, he ain't going to jail.
Right.
I mean, who's gonna put? So the people you appointed gonna put you in jail? That ain't how it works.
No.
This all sounds like, and I hate to be so dramatic about it and be so over the top about it, because people don't be like, man, it ain't that. This all sounds like dictator stuff.
Yeah.
When you look at how dictatorships start.
Hello.
When you look at how, the most famous one, we talk about Hitler and all that stuff, but there's been others.
Yeah.
If you look at the way any dictatorship starts anywhere in the world, it starts with little things.
Yeah.
Getting rid of things like the Department of Education.
Oh, absolutely.
That teaches history, that teaches people this is not right. That's what you want to, because you want to be able to be a dictator. You got to be able to control the minds of the people.
You can't
control the minds of the people if you ain't controlling what they're learning.
I want to suggest to you that it started even before then. The way these Republicans have been running in these individual races here locally, and it all weaves in.
It was the foundation that the Republicans had a whole plan and scheme where once they had lost, that's why Trump wanted to win the popular vote so much this time, because Republicans, even when they had won the office, had always lost the popular vote. So what they wanted to do was to show that, okay, once we lost the popular vote and we're losing these major municipalities, we're not going to even focus on the major cities no more. We're going to focus on the smaller counties.
Yeah.
We're going to reshape each state, make states more red by doing this and doing that and controlling the flow of money to certain places. And it was a whole, and we're going to have the judges in place for when people challenge it, that we can win those challenges. They've been doing this for the last 10, 15 years from the ground up.
And
it's like now you see it.
Exactly.
You see the tip of the iceberg, but you don't understand that the tip of the iceberg isn't what sunk the Titanic.
Exactly.
It's the whole iceberg.
It was a whole iceberg.
So the whole iceberg has been coming, and we've been asleep, not seeing it coming. But
Democrats have been asleep.
People have been crying this out. Like, y'all need to, what are y'all doing? Pay attention. No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. And I hate to go back to this again, but even when Hitler was doing his thing, and he was running into Poland his first time, and America was like, it's just Poland. It doesn't really matter. Then he goes someplace else. Okay, now let's pay attention. It's too late.
It's
too late now to pay attention.
Yeah. Truth Nation, we're going to continue the conversation on the other side of the break. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, and The Truth is teaming up with Milwaukee College Prep to make a difference for Milwaukee's future. For nearly three decades, Milwaukee College Prep has been redefining what's possible in urban education. Milwaukee College Prep provides a top-tier K-8 education free of charge to 2,000 children in underserved communities. With less government funding than traditional public schools, MCP needs your support to provide critical resources for scholar success. Please join us in giving the gift of education on tomorrow by visiting MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com/GivingTuesday to donate. Boy,
I'm
how
down
fitting
with that. Y'all
is
give
that?
Y'all give to MCP.
Yes,
my son is a scholar from there.
Oh, wow.
He graduated from College Prep. Yes.
Nice.
The OG campus, the Marva Collins campus.
The OG campus. That is Bailey Comey you're hearing. Damian LZ in the building.
Yes, sir.
I am Telly Hughes. And, man, like Bailey just said, please give. The gift of education is something no one can ever take away from you unless you are about to be inaugurated on January 20th and you want to abolish the Department of Education. And that's what we have been talking about, and quite fitting that we would, you know, have that read. And you're talking about someone who wants to come in, and one of the first things he wants to do is try to cut off educating our future leaders.
Yes.
And he's not trying to cut off educating their future leaders.
Exactly.
He's trying to cut off educating our future, because the Department of Education handles over, is going to be over, you know, public schools, and still private schools are going to do what they want to do anyway. And so who goes to private schools? Not us.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
In most cases. And then you have where if we do go to private schools, we're only going because we're getting money from the state and about, you know, charter and voucher and all of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wonder how this affects that if they get rid of the Department of Education. Yeah. Now the states are just going to be like, well, everybody can go to a charter school.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Department of Education is the one that puts the limits on how many people can go into charter schools,
right,
and all of this stuff. So once they do that, they've already got this charter stuff in place. Everybody can go to a private school. Just take your money from your state,
right,
and send it to the private school. So now the public schools really ain't getting no money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But let me ask you this, Dame, as a person that went to an HBCU. I didn't.
Yes.
The stigma back when I was coming up was an HBCU degree isn't the same as a PWI degree. So, like, you can put a degree from Alcorn State, mm-hmm, next to someone from the University of Michigan. They're basically saying they're going to pick the person from from University of Michigan.
Well, it depends. I know if you, well, you finished with the question?
No. My question is, do you think that is going to be the case moving forward?
I think HBCUs are going to be hurt by the destruction of the Department of Education, because a lot of money that they get is from the Department of Education. They get a lot of subsidies from the Department of Education because they're supposed to. It was in the laws. They're supposed to get so many. They haven't been getting all of their money, and they're just now starting to get all of their money. And now that's another reason why he wants to get rid of the Department of Education, is to get rid of those HBCUs.
Wasn't he bragging that he gave HBCUs
that's
more money?
That's why I just looked at you and smiled, because I'm like, his first administration, right, he was like, I gave $250 million to HBCUs.
Exactly, and that's more than ever.
And all these black people that voted for Trump and have said that as a reason, you know, they just wasn't going to vote for Kamala anyway. They just gave that as a reason. They crazy. But
right.
But listen. So, but to answer your question, I was, when I was at Florida A&M, they had a quote, and it was from, I want to say it was Farrakhan or somebody like that. A black revolutionary. But what they said was, if I'm at a white industry and I'm hiring and I'm going to look for a black person, am I going to go to a white university to look for a black person, or am I going to go to a HBCU to look for a black person?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
mm-hmm,
yes. It definitely makes a lot of sense. But we're talking about Trump abolishing and introducing a bill. What actually wasn't even Trump. It was Republicans in the Senate that has introduced a bill to abolish the Department of Education. Plus, the Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. His own mama got some stuff to say about him, and we're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Keep it locked for hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly. More after this.
He's from Baltimore right there.
Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.